A biographical sketch of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai from Who's Who in the Talmud by Shulamis Freeman. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai received smicha, rabbinic ordination, from Rabbi Akiva, but since he was young at the time, he did not accept it. Later, when the Romans forbade the practice of smicha under penalty of death, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava brought the five sages, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yose, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and Rabbi Nechemya, to a place between Usha and Shephrayim, and gave them smicha there. When the Roman soldiers approached to kill them, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava blocked the passage between two boulders to allow his students the opportunity to escape, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was killed. His students possibly fled to the south, where they hid for a while. When the Emperor Hadrian died and the decrees against the Jews abated, Rabbi Shimon was among the seven sages who convened to declare the leap year in Eretz Yisrael, which was forbidden until then. Once, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yose, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai were sitting together, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim was nearby. Rabbi Yehuda said, "How pleasant are the works of this nation, the Romans! They build streets, bridges, and bathhouses." Rabbi Yose sat silently, while Rabbi Shimon responded, "All that they have done was in their own interests. They build streets to set harlots in them, bathhouses to give themselves pleasure, bridges to collect tolls." Yehuda ben Gerim repeated this conversation and reached the ears of the Roman government. They decreed, "Yehuda, who exalted us, will be exalted. Yose, who was silent, will be exiled to Tzipori, and Shimon, who uttered censure, is to be executed." Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his son Elazar hid in the Beis Midrash for a while, and his wife brought them food, but when it became too risky, they hid in a cave. A miracle occurred, and a carob tree and a well of water appeared for them. They buried themselves up to their necks in sand and studied Torah all the while. After 12 years, Eliyahu the Navi, the prophet, came to the cave and told them that the emperor had died and the decree against Rabbi Shimon was annulled. When Rabbi Shimon and his son left the cave after 12 years, they saw people plowing their fields and planting. They said, "They are neglecting eternal life to engage in temporary life." Whatever they set their eyes upon was immediately burnt. A heavenly voice said to them, "Do you come out to destroy my world? Return to your cave." Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar returned to the cave, and they remained there for one more year, when a heavenly voice told them to leave. When they left the cave, whomever Rabbi Elazar burnt, Rabbi Shimon healed. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, "My son, it is sufficient for the world for me and you to study Torah." Upon his return, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Rabbi Shimon's son-in-law, brought him to the bathhouse. Rabbi Pinchas observed that Rabbi Shimon's skin was dry and cracked from being buried in the sand for so many years. They began crying, and Rabbi Pinchas cried, "Woe that I must see you in this state!" Rabbi Shimon answered, "You are fortunate that you see me in this state, for if you had not seen me as I am now, you would not find in me a certain quality." Previously, when Rabbi Pinchas asked Rabbi Shimon a question, Rabbi Shimon would respond with 12 answers. Now, after so many years of complete devotion to Torah study in the cave, Rabbi Shimon was able to respond with 24 answers to the questions of Rabbi Pinchas. When Rabbi Shimon left the cave, he took precautions so that the government would not find fault with him. He left the sages in Usha and established the yeshiva in Tekoa, and he did not get involved in settling pecuniary disputes, for the Romans decreed that Roman, not Jewish, law should be followed. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was sent to study from him in Tekoa. Rabbi Shimon was known as a man capable of performing miracles. So when, during his later years, the government forbade Shabbos observance and circumcision, Rabbi Shimon was sent to Rome in an attempt to intervene. When Rabbi Shimon and his escorts arrived in Rome, Rabbi Shimon cured the emperor's daughter's mental illness, and the emperor rewarded him by annulling the decree. It was said that the merit of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai protected his entire generation, and a rainbow, which is a sign that the generation is worthy of great punishment, was not seen during his lifetime. Rava said of him, "Would that every mother who gives birth to a son should give birth to one like him." Once a student of Rabbi Shimon left Eretz Yisrael and returned with a great wealth. The other students were jealous and wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael to get riches. Rabbi Shimon took them to a valley near Meron, prayed there, and announced, "Valley, valley, filled up with gold coins." The valley was soon filled with gold coins. Rabbi Shimon turned to his students and said, "If you are seeking gold, here it is. Take for yourselves. But be aware that whoever takes now is taking from his share in the world to come." He died on the 18th day of Iyar, the 33rd day of the Omer, and he was buried in Meron, in the north of Eretz Yisrael. This day is a day of rejoicing amidst the days of mourning during the Omer. One reason for rejoicing is that on the day of his death, he revealed to his students a number of Kabbalistic teachings that were recorded in the Zohar.